This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, St. Petersburg versus the Golden Dome, a 150-year-old warning we are ignoring. Dr. Gashan Sharoor, a medical doctor and human rights advocate, considers the need to choose limits over expansion of new weapon systems and provides historical examples. He writes, in 1868, long before satellites or nuclear weapons, the world confronted a deceptively simple question. Should every weapon that can be built also be used? The question arose after the Russian Empire developed an exploding rifle bullet that inflicted devastating injuries far beyond any military necessity. Russian military physicians warned that the wounds were so catastrophic that they served no legitimate strategic purpose. In a rare moment of moral clarity, Russia renounced the weapon it had invented and invited other powers to negotiate what became the St. Petersburg Declaration, the first international agreement to prohibit a weapon because of its inhumane effects. The declaration established principles that still shape international humanitarian law. Humanity, the prohibition of unnecessary suffering, distinction between combatants and civilians. More importantly, it affirmed a truth the modern world risks forgetting. Human dignity, not technological capability, must define the limits of war. As someone who has spent decades advocating for humanitarian disarmament, from landmines to cluster munitions to nuclear risk reduction, I see in St. Petersburg not a historical footnote, but a living compass. The Golden Dome, a shield that creates more swords. More than 150 years later, humanity faces a similar test, only now the technologies are vastly more destructive. The proposed U.S. Golden Dome missile defense system is presented as a shield against nuclear attack. Yet decades of scientific and strategic analysis show that no existing missile defense architecture can reliably stop a large-scale, sophisticated nuclear strike involving multiple warheads, decoys, or advanced delivery systems. But the deeper danger is political and strategic. Missile defense systems reshape the calculations of rival powers. When one state seeks invulnerability, others respond by expanding their arsenals, improving penetration technologies, and accelerating weapons development. What begins as a defensive project becomes a catalyst for a new cycle of escalation, driven by fear and mistrust. Systems designed as defensive are often perceived as adversarial, as enabling future offensive advantage. This increases instability during crisis and weakens already fragile deterrence mechanisms. And because technological systems are never infallible, a false alarm or malfunction could trigger decisions made under extreme pressure, decisions that would not remain confined to military command centers. The illusion that technology can eliminate vulnerability is not security, it is strategic overconfidence, with human lives at stake. To read Dr. Sharoor's full article, please visit nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.